You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host, Aditya, and I have with me a new face on the podcast, Ishana.
Hi, everyone.
Ishana is very excited to be here, even though you can't see her face.
I'm a bit nervous, but yes.
There's no reason to be nervous, by the way.
I mean, my thoughts are always around, like, you know, when Alia went on Coffee with Karan and, like, and that stupid thing. Not that I'm Alia or anything, but...
And not that the show is Coffee with Karan. If only we had that level of viewership.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, today we are talking about Dhadak, the remake of Sairat. So I made it a point to go and watch Sairat before I saw Dhadak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch Sairat, then there's no way to not compare. So
okay,
let's start with what you think. From a clean slate perspective of what you thought on that.
I think, honestly, I was a bit offended by how they portrayed Udaipur and all of that. It was very, like not realistic. I mean, not that I grew up in a small town, Bikaner, Udaipur, something like that, but I don't think life over there looks like that.
It was basically Kedro's version of
what. Yeah, and which I understand, you know, seeing Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, like, we don't all live like that. Diwali does not look like that now. So, I mean, also, like, I feel like now there's such smart content, you can't fool your audiences with silliness like that. And I'm sure there is a lot of appetite for that as well. So that was one. The second thing was that the guy was really good.
Ishan.
And I thought he had good comic timing. He was really silly. He was ghati enough. And so I liked that. But Janhvi, I didn't like her. She was pretty, but that was it.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really unfair. I mean, which we all talk about in Bollywood, the nepotism. But if she wasn't the daughter of Boni and Sridevi, then there's better actors out there. Would have done
sure.
a much better job
for sure.
at telling the story.
Yeah.
So that was just the optics and all of that. And then when we talked about the whole, like, what it was about, the subject.
Yeah.
To be honest, if I hadn't seen the trailer and if I didn't know that that was a milestone message that they wanted to send across, I wouldn't have got it. Unless there was that disclaimer in the end that
exactly.
X many killings happen. Like, where in the story did we talk about that? We could definitely talk about, like, you know, it being a patriarchal society. We can talk about the rich versus poor.
Yeah.
But I don't think it really explored at all the honor killing being the primary subject.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, okay, so then, I guess even not watching Sairat, the consensus is almost the same. But if we just, in terms of the story and the plot, they kind of have stayed mostly true to Sairat.
Okay.
But they've just added a lot of, like, glam and removed all the emotion from it. Because if you watch Sairat, and the thing is, right, the thing about Sairat which makes it so... interesting is that it's just so different from Dhadak in every single way, right? Like, firstly, that also has two newcomers, but these are two people that the director literally got, you know, not off the street per se, but literally, you know, he said, I don't want actors, I want people who look like real people.
Yeah.
And he did, like, extensive searches and tests to find that. Whereas, obviously, Karan Johar just picked up two other star kids and put them in.
Correct.
And
having said that, though, I thought Ishan was really good.
He was good, I agree.
Mm.
I think especially opposite Janhvi, it made him seem a lot better. But both of them are nothing compared to the original leads in Sairat.
Mm.
Ishan does, at least I think, do it justice enough to the role where you can say, fine, fair enough. But Janhvi is just completely off. And I think... the sad part about that also is because of her lack of acting, they've had to change the way her character is in the film, which is quite sad. And that takes away a lot from the film. Because
from the message, I'm sure.
As because in Sairat, Rinku Rajguru, who's the lead, her character is a, you know, she's not glamorous at all. Like, if you just, based on appearance and in terms
that's
of how
she... That's why she only falls in love with a guy not from the same socioeconomic. styles.
Yeah, in terms of how she looks, how she acts, she's not glamorous at all. She just is the daughter of a rich politician and lives in a mansion and all of that. And the second thing is, in Sarat, she is a badass. So, like, just subtle things. So, for example, the scene where they actually escape from the cops in, and spoiler alert, by the way, for whoever is listening. But in the scene where they escape, Janhvi comes and
holds
she's
a gun to her.
Holds a gun to her head is one thing, but she's like pleading and crying, like, please let them go.
I'll never meet him.
In Sarat, the words are the same, but the delivery is completely different. She is like completely in control of the situation, and she is firing them. She is like, let them go right now.
Or else.
You've beaten them up. You've already taught them a lesson. They've said they're going to leave town. They've said they're going to do anything. So let them go right now. You have no business holding them or doing anything.
Which completely changes the character.
And over here, when they try to subdue her, she takes a gun, puts it to her head, and then they run.
Yeah.
Whereas in Sarat, they actually, because she's so powerful and so fierce,
they can't
do anything. They actually let them go. And then later, the dad's goons pick him up.
Yeah.
And she sees it. And then she again comes and rescues him. And that's
so
when
she's a bit of a hero.
Yeah, and that's when she picks up the gun and doesn't point it at her own head. Points it at them. And it's like, stay the hell away from us.
See, in this situation, they've made her a damsel in distress.
Exactly.
And which is, and I think you caught on to it, correctly, because of her lack of acting.
Yeah,
because
she wouldn't be able to do the strong.
And also, like, any interviews I've seen of her, anything I've read on her, she's like the baby of the house. She's the bichari. So what acting has she done?
Exactly.
She's, again, the bichari, the only badass angle of her is she's taken her brother's cycle and she's that motorbike and like, watch me not take it again. That doesn't do anything to me. They haven't developed that at all.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. That was one kind of major difference. The other thing is also, so to Dhadak's credit, I think, again, now it's a matter of interpretation whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's a lot funnier than Sarat. Like, there's a lot more humor and moments where you laugh.
Was the vertically challenged man also there in Sarat?
No. So that is another...
That is not okay.
So in Sarat, there is a third character who's disabled. Like, he has a limp, basically.
Okay.
They don't explain specifically what happened, but he has a... Like, he can't walk straight.
Yeah.
He has, whatever. Like, he walks cross-legged.
Right.
And again, even the difference in treatment, right? Even in that, his name is, I think, Prakash or something. But everyone calls him Langra in the film.
Like
Kachra in Laga.
Yeah.
And then Archie in that film, the lead, Archie and this guy get together and they are like, he's introducing her to these guys and he says Langra. She tells him off, being like, why are you calling him Langra?
Exactly.
What is his actual name?
Correct.
And so that point also comes across there.
Yeah.
Whereas here, this guy is just an object.
These people making the movie, and already in a country where people bully each other when a kid is fat, from the grandmother to the mother, like, you killed his self-respect before he even turns 10 by calling him Mota, Mota, Mota. What are they teaching their society which already needs fixing it?
Correct.
Where sensitivity to someone's challenges is.
Yeah,
so,
and here this it's completely
like
he's completely just an object of ridicule.
It's just like, oh, kuch mila nahi to be funny, so let's put a short guy there and make fun of him with a wig. Like, that was not humor to me.
And there are a lot of parts. There's like a lot of like really silly slapstick things. Like, even at the start, that whole eating and drinking competition in Sarat is a cricket match, which is a much more logical.
And so again, like, you know, that beginning to me, I think, was totally for either a non-Indian, non-Desi crowd, or a crowd which thinks of India in a certain way. Like,
exactly.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly.
And I don't even think it, I mean, I don't know, but I don't think anybody ate Hari Mirchi to that extent and did all of that. So no, I don't think. And there was another thing that really not just annoyed me, but angered me was again, spoiler alert, was when he slapped her. Nobody addressed that at all.
Yeah.
They went on and had a kid together. Like, sure, things can happen, but there was no addressing of the fact that that's not okay.
Yeah. So the whole second half of the movie. So the thing is, so if you talk to people who watched Sarat, and I also admit I felt this, people will be like, yeah, it's an amazing movie. It was probably a little too long, like 15-20 minutes too long.
Mm.
In Dhadak, they've basically removed that extra 15-20 minutes.
Okay.
But, and yeah, maybe there are better ways to do it, but it's completely just killed the movie because the whole second half, the one
fast
part...
it was a fast-forward mode.
Yeah, and the one part that's really nice about Sarat is that, whatever, they run away. And then it actually shows the challenges that they face in terms of how hard it is to, A, live a much, you know, less...
live on that kind of budget.
Yeah, live on a, live a much less kind of comfortable lifestyle.
Mm.
And also the... just the challenges you face mentally and in terms of the like the deterioration of the relationship, right?
Yeah.
They actually show it happening gradually day by day.
Yeah.
And they show both of them trying to make effort, but it's still not working, which all builds up to this crescendo of him slapping her.
Yeah.
And then after that, there is a big, a much more dramatic and more like intense parting of ways and coming together than it is in Dhadak. In Dhadak, it just happens in 5 seconds.
In Dhadak, she's sitting by the wiki and he says, "Mujhe puppy chahiye," and then again she says a stupid thing, "Kutte ka chhota bachcha," and no problem.
No, so yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, it's really stupid. In Sarat, she actually leaves.
As she
and
should.
Yeah,
hmm.
And then he is like completely distraught. He's chasing after her. He comes home and he's like in tears, and then the landlady who has been turned into a Bengali uncle in this movie actually then sits with him and tells him her story of, you know, when I was young, my husband left me, you guys are young, you all shouldn't let things like this affect you, and she gives him like a proper talking to, and he realizes the mistakes, and at that moment or a little bit later, like, she comes home and then, like, they reconcile and it all goes back to normal.
You see, like, that was not there.
Completely missing.
I think, like, the first half, which happens often in KJO movies, like, the first half, they spend so much time and energy in the song and dance.
Yeah.
And, like, she's doing Kathak only for, like, 10 minutes and he's watching her. Like, that should have been edited out.
Yeah.
This should have been included.
Exactly.
Talking about the landlord, this is, again, like, catered to an audience which enjoys stereotypes.
Exactly.
Now, just because he's Bengali, he's going to speak a certain way.
Yeah.
Just because she's thinks she's going to dress a certain way, go to church. Like, that all, it was...
Yeah, very superficial.
Yeah. And so, I just thought that if they are going to cater to either an outside audience or the extreme masses who are going to enjoy this eating competition and the humor with the short guy and, like, not a sophisticated audience... Then if you're going to have someone slap someone else, if a guy's going to slap a girl, then that audience is going to eat up.
Exactly.
And you're not teaching them a lesson that's
exactly.
not okay.
Exactly.
Then they're going to go and replicate. Then they're going to say men don't respect women in Indian society. Then you're feeding that fire.
Which is classic Bollywood.
And
then the biggest, I think, difference is just the treatment of caste and it being an issue, right? Like in Dhadak, it's like not, it's like, it's just mentioned, but it doesn't seem like it's that big a deal. Like in Sarat, literally, like the two actors cannot be seen together in public. Like when they are in the, they have to do everything in secret. They have to like drive 2 hours away to her farm that she owns where there's no one around.
Over here, and there's a talab.
And over here, they're just roaming around, chilling on a boat, just like casually hanging around. She goes to the clinic when he falls.
Yeah, what
and
is that?
All this
no,
stuff.
So to be honest, till you said it, I didn't even that's not something that to me it was just socioeconomic.
Exactly.
Difference.
Which is but like if you're talking
that's
about
that's driven by the
Yeah, but if the thing is honor killing, like caste is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Honor killing didn't even come to my mind until I saw the thing in the end.
Yeah.
So
the
no.
ending is also slightly different.
Okay, now I need to go watch Sarat. So basically, anybody who's listening should really be watching the movie.
Yeah, basically watch Sarat. Don't watch that.
Yeah. This ending, so I wanted to throw something on the screen and walk away.
I mean, it's not that different in Sarat.
Really?
Yeah. But
maybe the way it's built up.
Yeah, the way it's built up is different. The other thing that really annoyed me about Dhadak is that, okay, I've seen Sarat. I kind of know what is going to happen at every point anyway. But Uttara, my fiancé, sitting next to me, she also knew at every point what was going to happen because the director, Shashank Khaitan, just made it blatantly obvious. So every dramatic point that happened in Sairat was genuinely a surprise. So for example, when after Zingart and they go into the car.
Yeah, yeah.
In Dhadak, they show the cousin looking after them and chasing them.
Yeah.
Sairat, that's not there. So you just think you're watching a nice romantic scene and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
That was one example. Even the end, like the whole build up to the climax.
To be honest, in Dhadak, I could tell something was going to happen just because the father said, like, oh, hope you live a long life.
Exactly. There is no conversation with the father in Sairat. These guys, so they show over time, and in fact, it's like they, in over here, they actually show her having a conversation with the mother, uh-huh. like they've reconciled and whatever. Over there, what they show is that she's talking to her mother on the phone. And the mother, like when they go into the house or whatever, she calls up the number and she just starts talking. And there is silence at the other end. The mother is like sitting there and she's crying, but she's not responding because she can't accept still. So the daughter's just being like, yeah, we moved into this house. And she's basically pretending to have a conversation with someone who's not responding on the other end. Mm. And then you're just like, oh, okay, that's so sad. The parents haven't accepted it. And then these guys come. And you're like, wait, where did this come from? What's happening? Yeah. And then they come with gifts. And you're like, oh, so the mother has actually secretly sent them without telling the dad and like whatever. Because even
so,
then,
you have some hope.
Yeah, so you think whatever. And then things happen at the end. Yeah.
No, see, for me, like, A, when the dad says that. And B, when she goes downstairs to get the mithai and she's telling him, jaldi karo.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel the unease.
Exactly.
But then I was just like, what just suddenly happened? So, I didn't like the movie, if you can tell.
Yeah.
I feel like, or maybe like, I just was expecting, because it was Shashank Khaitan, because it was, the subject was such, and because Sairat was something everyone had loved so much, I really thought that this would be handled with care.
Mm.
But this is just a mela, which went wrong.
From the trailer, it's exactly what I expected. It's a Kejo Bollywoodized version of a good
and
movie.
And like, again, if I was like 15 years old and all I cared about was the lehenga and the beauty, that it's an amazing movie. But outside of that, I really don't think so. Also, like, I mean, we kind of talked about this. They really spent a lot of time in the first half. But that second half, they just rushed through their struggle. They rushed through the pregnancy. They rushed. All of it suddenly just happened and they lived this happily ever after life. So.
Yeah. And it's the thing is, it's kind of sad though, because I feel like if you watch Dhadak, I mean, maybe not you specifically, but the general massy audience or the general NRI audience or the Bollywood audience, if you watch Dhadak, I have a feeling that they might struggle to get through Sairat
because
it's much slower, it's not glam at all.
Because they're talking about the subject.
Yeah, because they are talking about the act, and it's like actual people, real stories.
Yeah.
Over here, none of this seems very believable. It's just like a construct.
At all. And that's what it is. At all. Like, in, I don't know, and like a lot of my husband's family is from Rajasthan, and they grew up there. Not once have I heard a story of somebody falling in love with someone and jumping into the water and swimming across to only go take a shower to then go meet them and jump in the water again. Like, it's just not something that happens.
I mean, that happens in Sairat too, but again, the way it's done is very different, which makes it more believable. Yeah. But
so, unfortunately, I was really excited, especially because of Ishan. I haven't seen the first movie that he did.
Yeah, Beyond the Clouds.
Beyond the Clouds.
Yeah.
But I heard really good things and I kind of want to watch it, but after this, I'm just not sure. Also, because I watched an interview by him where he said he watched Sairat and then he thought, whenever a movie, like a mainstream Hindi movie is made on this, I want to be in it.
That's just one of those things actors say.
Yeah, and I was like, Bichara, like, then this happened to you. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, there's also apparently so Shashank Khaitan did an interview before the film where he was like, we've tried to minimize cast in this movie. So it was not like an accidental thing. Like, they deliberately did that. And then after the thing, he was like, okay, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. This is a learning lesson for me.
Yeah, fair enough. At least he's admitted.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay, I have a question. If not Janhvi and Ishan, who else do you think could have done a better job? If we didn't change anything else in the movie, we kept it the same.
It's a tough question. like, I mean, I think honestly the best approach is to get like a new face or a non-actor. But amongst, like, probably someone like, she probably doesn't fit the age profile, but someone like Richa Chadda would be good. But she's, again, maybe slightly too old for the role. After watching Alia and Udta Punjab, I think she can pull off anything.
So I was just going to say,
she
was
probably a good
Alia
choice.
Alia Highway or Udta Punjab.
Yeah.
Especially that badass angle. Exactly. I can see her do that.
Yeah, for sure.
I can definitely see her
so,
do that.
So, yeah, those are probably.
Guy,
honestly, I think all of the current Bollywood actors are like too jacked and too whatever.
Even I couldn't think of, I mean, if I would think Ishan.
Yeah, I think he's okay. Like, he's good
he's
enough,
done
I think.
What,
yeah.
I mean, also, I am biased. I liked him. His dancing was on point. Like, even in Zingar, he's just, like, he's losing it.
Yeah.
So, you can see the madness.
Yeah.
Whereas, Johnny was pretty good, like, not really dancing, though.
So. Yeah. The music, in general, I thought was, like, I mean, the best two songs are remade from the original film.
Oh, is it?
So, Zingar and the Pehli Baar. Which is the song when he jumps into the river.
You know, it's actually sad. It's so the music is underwhelming to me.
Yeah, apart
I only
from,
remember Zingar.
Yeah.
And that's only because of that crazy dance move. Like,
yeah.
I don't even remember any of that songs.
Yeah. So I think the other song, the Pehli Baar song, is it like grows on you if you listen to it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, because I think I heard it in Zingar and I was like, I mean,
In Serhat.
And I was like, okay, whatever, this is like, nice, fine. And then I listened to the song in Dhadak. It's the same, it's literally the same song. It's like Zingar.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. It's just lyrics are changed. And then when you hear it the second time, it like immediately stuck out. I was like, oh, wait, this is that same song. It's actually kind of nice.
Okay.
It's good.
Fair
so,
enough.
Yeah. The other songs were pretty underwhelming.
Yeah. It didn't like do anything.
Yeah. Which I think is fine. This is not necessarily a movie that needs a lot of songs or music.
What
but,
else has Shashank Lathan
done? He did Badri Ki Dulhaniya.
Humpty Sharma or Badri?
Both, I think.
Yeah. Those two
I
love.
I did not like Badri Ki Dulhaniya at all.
Humpty was better.
I found Badri also extremely problematic in a lot of ways.
But see, I think also with when I went to watch Badri, I left my brain outside.
Yeah.
And I just went to watch Alia and Varun because I had loved Humpty.
But
if I had to analyze Badri, I don't even remember the story like that.
I mean, the part of it where I broke was when Varun Dhawan kidnaps her, puts her into a back of a cab. In Singapore, that too.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
It's so clear.
And
no story.
Also, just like the slapping, it's not addressed at all in Badri.
It's just
like, yeah, this happened and
then
she gets out and
then move on. Okay, never mind.
So,
if I was to rewatch it, I'd probably just like the song and dance.
Yeah. But it's also, you realize when you rewatch a lot of stuff, there are so many problematic things.
Yeah.
Like I watched, I was going to watch Judwa 2, for which I decided to rewatch Judwa.
Mm.
And I was just like amazed at how Judwa got made. And then from what I gather, I didn't end up watching Judwa 2, but from what I gather, it's just like the exact same thing. And I was like,
How is this
acceptable now still?
How do people get away with this?
How is it acceptable then? How is it acceptable now?
But I really wonder, like, when the performers, when the actors sign up for these movies, do they not think through all of it?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think they must. I think they either are just deeply part of the problem themselves, where they don't think it's a big deal, or they have just accepted that, you know, this is what people want, our country
is
messed up, we are going to give them what they want.
That's true, actually.
Yeah,
there's very few movies that look at very sensitive subjects but treat them well. I think Omkara, for example, is definitely one of them.
I think in recent years there have been more and more of those.
Dhadak is definitely not one.
Dhadak is definitely not one.
I can tell you that.
I don't think anything Karan Johar has really gone near is one of them.
You know, anyone who knows me and is listening to this is going to be surprised. I used to be the biggest Karan Johar fan.
I mean, I think everyone was at some point.
I mean, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham was like my life's Bible and I wanted to live it. And I grew up and became a real person. But yeah, it's just a bit sad because these people have so, and I know everyone says this, there's just so much responsibility and then what do you do with it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And especially like, I was surprised by someone like Jhanvi because she, as a girl, as a young girl, And there's been so much chatter about like her being hooted at and all of that on the streets. Like, she should say something, or she should have been like, actually, no, I want more to do with this. I'm going to say something about it. But she looked nice, at least.
She looked nice, but there were these really weird, like, close-up shots of her, like, at the start of Zingart and at other points, which were just, like, a bit jarring, because, like,
not needed.
They were also, like, very clearly, like, unreal. It's, like, her eyes are, like, super wide, and it's, like, slow motion, and you're, like, this is not, like, she's very nice to look at if you just show her normally. We don't need to, we don't need to.
You're talking about unreal. I don't know how appropriate this is to bring up, but I don't know if you notice the subtlety and what we feel about this, that in that one bedroom khuli of theirs, before that shadi wala night, there was two manjis, two beds perpendicular to each other. All of a sudden, the shadi wala night, it was one bed. So, are we a stupid audience to think that they're really going to be perpendicular to each other with a chatai on the floor? So, they were very confused in their messaging as well.
That is weird. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that was a bit.
And
also, suddenly they become Bengali to get married. Just because they are in Bengal. Like, it was a very confusing movie.
The other very interesting experience that I had while watching this movie, since I've been told before this podcast that you cater to the auntie crowd, I watched this movie on a Tuesday afternoon at 12 noon. And I don't know how to say this without being offensive or sexist. I'm clarifying that I'm just stating a fact. This is a fact of life. This is what it was. But I, because it was Tuesday at 12:30, the movie theater had only women. Only aunties who were housewives and who felt compelled to give running commentary throughout the film. Which was interesting.
I mean, I had my running commentary happening. There was nobody around me to listen to me.
It was annoying for 95% of the movie, but there was one part of the movie which was great, where that scene where the friends come to visit and they are sitting and having doodh and wine outside, and she's upstairs. Right when they cut to Janhvi Kapoor, the auntie behind me is like, yeah, this is reality. This is exactly what happened. All the men go and sit and drink while the women are left home alone.
Oh my
I
God.
Could not stop laughing. I died. It was great.
God. But this is their forum. Aunties can come together, leave their households. And
They also were extremely, like, unreasonably gleeful at Ishan and Janhvi's struggles at managing a house, like, struggles to clean and
when
cook. And they were like, ha, now these people know. They'll never know the value of these things.
Because, like, they come to their kids on screen.
Yeah,
right?
So,
oh my God.
Yeah, that was very cathartic release for them.
Was there any auntie commentary on when she was standing, when he's been, like, punished and all that, and the father wins, and she's standing there without makeup and all of that? There was no auntie. So there was
Must have been, but
so I went on like
I was
Wednesday.
Trying to shut them out for most of the time.
I went on a Wednesday at 5 PM, which is not that afternoon like lunch auntie crowd. But still there's this auntie sitting behind me, and Janhvi's looked beautiful throughout. She's wearing a lehenga choli for this eating competition. So technically she's supposed to be decked out all the time.
Yeah.
Now her father has won this election. And the auntie telling me, ab dekho, madam is just standing there without any kajal also. And I'm just like, this is what you're noticing in the whole situation.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's fun to watch the aunties.
The my favorite part about the aunties was none of them saw the ending coming.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. And they were just stunned. They were like, what is this? Why have we come to watch this?
I mean, not gonna lie, that's how I also felt. Like, paisa barbaad, I'm going home now.
Yeah. Well, the whole afternoon got ruined, and I was like, this is good. Since we partially ruined my movie watching experience.
But you know, this is something I've noticed, no matter what, and I mean, I love my people, but whether we're in India, whether we're outside, we think when we go to a movie theater, it's our house. So everyone is chatting. I mean, when I watched the movie, maybe the theater was like 7 people, like 3-4 aunties and then 2 retired uncles. But everyone was chatting with each other, and I didn't know how to nicely be like, please stop. This is a public situation.
Yeah. I get annoyed if I'm watching Netflix and people are talking in between. So
we can be friends. And I remember when I was living in Calcutta for 2.5 years, every time I went to watch a movie, people were chatting, ordering pav bhaji, ordering samosa. And I'd be like sitting there, like getting really pissed. And my husband would be like, this is tolerance. You have to practice tolerance.
You have to build patience.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Anything else on Dharak?
No, I'm not writing them both off yet. I really still like Shashank Khaitan. I just think they made a lot of mistakes with this one. So I hope that they can fix it.
It did well for them though. It's like...
Yeah, but you know what?
60 like, crore plus.
Without being mean about it, we all know why. Like everyone wanted to go see Jhanvi, especially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some things worked out in that situation, but not the best way.
Cool. That's all we have for this episode. Thank you. We will have you back very soon. I hope.
Can't wait.
See you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.